The business news starts with the ups and downs on Wall Street. Stocks this morning are up slightly, unless, of course, they're down again. That's the kind of morning it's been, with the major indexes going back and forth between negative and positive territory. This is after a sharp decline yesterday. Investors today are reacting to reports showing a decline in durable goods and consumer confidence, but there was also some good news. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Prices fluctuated throughout the morning after some mixed economic news. The National Association of Realtors said sales of previously owned homes rose in October for the first time in 8 months, but median housing prices fell. The government also said durable goods orders were down 8.3% in October. The report sent bond yields down. All of this happened following some sizable declines in stock prices yesterday. The Nasdaq Composite Index fell more than 2% on Monday, its biggest one-day decline since June. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which has been setting new records for weeks, dropped nearly 1.3%. Even though many retailers reported strong sales over the weekend, the biggest retailer, Walmart, was more pessimistic, and that helped drag down the Dow. At the same time, there were new questions about whether Google is fairly valued, and Google's shares were down more than 4%. Meanwhile, the decline in the dollar against European currencies raised questions about whether foreign demand for U.S. assets would decline. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.